This is the yearbook, full name, that's what it says in the yearbook, a sportscast. I'm your host, Doug. It's available on iTunes. We're available to you at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. It's for nurses and flight attendants. Speaking of flight attendants, several weeks ago, Southwest Airlines rolls out a new commercial campaign featuring flight attendants, pilots, etc. Or were they? This is true, I swear. We actually contacted Southwest, and the airline says they are. A spokesperson says they do routinely audition Southwest employees for the ads, and anyone you see in the commercials playing a Southwest employee has that same job at the airline. So in other words, someone who's a pilot on TV is not the Southwest CFO in real life, which one flight attendant says she thinks helps make the spots more authentic, perhaps. That's a quote from her. Now, if you go into it, and you don't know, if you go into it and you think they're actors, then I guess, yeah, it's just going to be another ad. But if somehow you know that these are real people, these are real employees who go home and have pants, then I think it is going to make a difference as far as the authenticity. The spokesperson added that Southwest doesn't always use 100% employees in their ads, but they do try. The first thing we always thought of is those flight attendants now getting recognized on flights. This must have happened at least once. Actually, it's a huge country. This has probably happened 159 times then. Is you watch the Southwest commercial on your Southwest flight. So you're on YouTube and you're like, skip ad, skip ad, skip ad. Oh my God, that person just walked by me. So getting recognized on flights, yes. But the last thing we always thought of, in fact, we never thought of it, is being recognized by your kids who now see your picture everywhere, which one flight attendant for Southwest said happened to her. Unfortunately, the ads, I think, just ended. Yet another timely podcast. What a World Cup. Or what? A World Cup? World Cup soccer. Maybe the most hostile neighborhood on earth for Cinderella's. Party crashers are not welcome. In this country, college football and basketball make winning nearly impossible for upstarts. And while college basketball pushes the image that everyone has a chance to win the tournament, college football doesn't even pretend to believe that. But miraculously, in basketball, Butler made two championship games, and VCU, etc., have made Finals Four. This scenario does not exist in World Cup. The group of eight, only eight countries have ever won a World Cup, and only eight countries have still ever won a World Cup. You have to go all the way back to 1962, or even 1958, if you want to argue over it, to find a non-marquee team, a Cinderella, that even reached the final. Now we have Croatia, which even if they blew off the final game and forfeited, would still have done a lot of damage. They still would have undone a 56-year, or 60, Cinderella drought. And we can say that because we recorded this part before the championship game. And the round of 16, the playoffs, looked like one of those NCAA tournaments where the bracket's been ripped wide open with Switzerland, Denmark, Japan, Croatia, Russia, Colombia, and Sweden all still playing. And Sweden, 60 years after they were possibly, if you want to argue over it, the last Cinderella to make a final, Croatia, obviously, and Russia were still playing in the quarterfinals. Belgium, which seems like it always qualifies but doesn't, they missed two recent World Cups, looked like they might win it all. They didn't. But El de Belge could have had its best finish ever with a win Saturday. England, which seems like it always qualifies but doesn't, so lightly regarded, kind of, that as the Men in Blazers podcast pointed out brilliantly, Volkswagen didn't even make one of its stereotyping World Cup commercials about the British. They looked like they might win it all. They didn't. But soccer's Cleveland Indians could still have had their second best finish ever with a win Saturday against Belgium. Plus, the Indians called England's title drought 52 years is nowhere close to the Indians' 69 years, although Cleveland could still end their suffering this fall. Belgium did defeat England to win third place. Even England gets to go home, though, with a tie for their second best finish ever and hope for the future. Oh, now we think of a movie that deserves a sequel, a long ago movie that deserves a modern day sequel, Time Cop, also Universal Soldier. And the goals, we've already forgotten a bunch of the goals. Wait. Because there were too many great ones to remember. But there was Belgium's awesome coast-to-coast game winner as time ran out against Japan. The last of three goals in 25 minutes that erased a two-goal deficit, which probably doesn't seem like a huge comeback, but that had not happened in the knockout round in almost five decades. Croatia's sidekick tying goal against England was another great one. And among all the diving, fake injuries, time wasting, and general lack of soccer, Japan got to advance to that game in the playoffs by virtue of being nice. They won a tiebreaker and advanced to the knockout stages by having fewer yellow cards than Senegal. When naming this the best World Cup ever, don't forget about all the diving, fake injuries, time wasting, and general lack of soccer that made it not the best World Cup ever. A 2018 with a record number of own goals is possibly the most something else ever. World Cups often seem to be remembered for highlighting the world's next great player, but the world's next great player always seems to play for some other team, the same some other teams over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Yet this tournament, the also-rans were the ones advancing, playing like it was 1986. That World Cup's playoff round looked a lot like this one. Seriously, Belgium and France were really good and played each other. England contended, and Bulgaria, Poland, Denmark, Paraguay, and Uruguay all made the playoffs. 2002 and 1994 also had very big upsets, at least. And if you want to argue over it, 1954 is cited as high-scoring and producing a huge upset champion. Pick one. Will this trend continue in 2022? Don't count on it. But we could find out if Croatia, like several college basketball teams, will leave the Cinderellas and cross over into perennial soccer heavyweight. Having nothing to do with our last podcast, this is a complete coincidence. IndyCar should absolutely return to Richmond immediately.